Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Juan. Thanks for joining me. Now, jumping right into the recent news of that Sapura Kanchana, or SEPCAN, has recently bagged a $300 million contract for engineering and drilling works. It's maybe a small contract size, but how much are you expecting this to contribute to earnings?
Yes, the $300 million, this brings their total order book to about $3.4 billion. So because of this, we had to upgrade our earnings by about 8% for FY18 and FY19 for Sapura Kencana. So it's about 8% and 4% respectively. It's a very small amount on the bigger scale of things, but I think this is a good indicator for Sapura Kencana that they are still winning jobs and they are still relevant in the industry in a way.
On the back of that one, now SEPCAN has also posted better results for its third quarter. This was on the back of lower impairment charges, which almost halved to $262 million from the prior year. Now, Juan, what do you think? Lower impairment charges, is that a sign of a recovery in the oil and gas sector and also for SEPCAN?
Okay. In a way, we are expecting that the sector has found bottom. So in a way that Sapura Kencana, they don't really have any more one-off big impairment charges. So it did show that they are on a positive sign of recovery. But before we jump the gun too fast, I think even though the sector is on a good recovery path, but we won't be seeing the boom years of 2011 and all the way to 2013, not in the near or mid-term. But for Sapura Kencana specifically, I think this is a sign that the company is one of the few resilient oil and gas companies in the market. I think it's due to their technical expertise as well as industry knowledge as well as their geographical presence. They are a global oil and gas company. So if you compare them to the local players, I think be one of the first to take advantage if the industry really takes off again.
And going back to its order book, Juana, it has added $950 million worth of new contracts in the past year. How long are you expecting its order book to last, Juan? And you know, are there any updates on job replenishment and new orders?
For the $950 million, if you look at their current order book, and if you take out their Brazil operations, I think it should be able to last them all the way until FY20, which is 2019 calendar year. On its order book replenishment, we are looking at almost similar figures going forward. So we are expecting Sapura to bag about $1 billion worth of work almost every year, which I think is very doable for them. They are not 1 billion. A year for them is not that difficult, I think. They've been proving the market time and time again that they can replenish their order book.
And also going to recent news, one that Saudi Aramco has recently snubbed Petronas as a JV partner for its Rapid project in Pengerang, Johor. What does that signal to you, one? I'm just curious to get your thoughts in terms of, you know, sentiment overall in oil and gas sector. And could we see, you know, further slashing of capex, and, you know, how would that affect oil and gas players like SEPCAN?
I think the Aramco pulling out of the refinery project for Rapid, it shouldn't really have much effect on the listed players in Malaysia. I think because the refinery side of Rapid is mostly held under Petronas Group itself, so no impact to Petronas Chemicals or Petronas Gas or to a certain stretch, Sapura Kencana at all. But on a sentiment-wise, I think this is one of those capital allocation decision made by the oil and gas majors. Maybe to them, Rapid doesn't give them the return that they are expecting, so that's why they pulled out of Rapid. And on the sector as a whole, CAPEX, I think we have seen the bottom. It's just that higher CAPEX spending that still remains to be seen. I don't think players are still cutting CAPEX like what we saw in 2015 and 2016. It's just that the higher CAPEX spending, it might take a while.
And what are you expecting in terms of, you know, new job replenishments and order books for oil and gas players overall? I mean, are you bullish on perhaps more awards or projects by Petronas?
I think for new order book, it depends on which segment of the industry you're working on. We think that exploration jobs could be a bit slow at the moment. So people like EMW Oil and Gas and Perisai, there could be some news for them, but it shouldn't be too exciting. We are looking at about 20 to 25 development jobs going around on a global scale compared to about 6 in 2016. So there could be a lot more jobs going around for the players in the market, which we did saw about 2 weeks ago. Yinson was awarded a new FPSO contract, and we think people like Keppel in Singapore, they should stand a good chance of winning this FPSO conversion and even a few projects related to the field. So it still depends on which segment of the industry you're working on.
Currently, one, you have a buy call on SEPCAN, and you've actually upgraded your target price to 2 ringgit and 5 cents. It's currently trading at a 1 ringgit 70 level, so you know that's approximately 20% upside. What some of the catalysts you see for the stock?
We think a few catalysts would be a higher oil price, obviously. We are looking at an average of about $60 per barrel in 2017, as we expect a more balanced supply and demand. We are expecting a deficit in the first quarter of the year, going all the way to fourth quarter. But having said that, there is still that risk of non-compliance by OPEC and non-OPEC members. Another catalyst for Sapura Kencana would be a higher order book replenishment. So like we mentioned earlier, we are expecting about $1 billion worth of new orders this year. If they manage to beat that, so that could be a re-rating catalyst as well.
Thanks so much for your insights, Wan. That was Wan Mohamad Zaidi, analyst with RHB Research. And now Julian Ng is standing by to speak to Tim Mulholland, president at TJM Limited.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.